Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Yeah. How was your day?
Long but good.
So what do you normally do? Describe your day, your average day. Some days you have weird days, we all do, but what's your average day?
Average day, we wake up PT, and then, you know, head to the office and just have my guys, you know, go through the daily routine and just cleaning up and making sure everything's prepped. We're kind of on call, you know, we don't have like a routine schedule.
Yeah.
So we just stay busy, you know, maintaining all of our stuff and helping out around the hospital whenever we can.
Right, right. You have a very honorable job. It's also a very difficult job. And as I read over, you know, your notes and stuff, I think it takes a very special person, Sergeant, to be able to do that. And I know there's a fair amount of training that goes into what you do. However, I think some of that has to be inherent. It has to be in you. So describe what it is that you do.
What I do to deal with the job or just the job
in general? Yeah, just your job in general.
We actually, you know, we make sure when anyone, you know, they give that ultimate sacrifice, you know, we make sure that hero makes it home with all his personal effects. And we make sure we get him home as quick as possible and make sure, you know, he gets the proper dignity and respect that he deserves for the sacrifices that he's made. You know, it's mostly just making sure that all of his personal effects go with him. You know, there's a lot of, you know, small trinkets, things like that, you know, a lot of important things that can get lost in the confusion. And, you know, we make sure that he makes it home.
Yeah, yeah. And with dignity and there's also the family element. Do you deal with the family element or is your job just to make sure that this service person and his or her effects make it home? And then once they're on the plane and they're on their way back stateside, is that where your job drops off and then they pick it up here on the state's end?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we are just focused in country in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And from here they will fly to Kandahar, and then from Kandahar they head to Dover, and Dover will take care of most of that. Any kind of dealings with the family. We have a lot of members of our unit though that will move to called a CACO position, which is basically they interact directly with the family to help set up the funeral and any information that family needs, you know, any kind of support system they need to find, you know, that's what the CACO would do.
That's good to know. A lot of people often wonder what kind of services or help is provided to the families because, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of elements here. A loved one has passed away far away from home. And for a long period of time until their loved one can get back home, they are alone. And hopefully they have a good familial support system, but the military does step in and do some things for the family as well.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Good. So this can be a pretty heavy job, dude. I mean, this could be, you know, weigh on your emotions. I don't know, do you have to compartmentalize what you do? I mean, is it much like a police officer or anything else or a combat soldier? Do you have to compartmentalize what it is you do and then find other avenues to find peace and enjoyment? How do you reconcile all that?
For me, you know, everyone has their own way, you know, that they handle this job. One thing that we all have in common in this unit is that, you know, just the amount of pride we take in the job because of what it is we do. And then another big aspect is, you know, trying to refrain from making a connection, which can be difficult. But, you know, there's small tricks we have, and we always have each other. You know, we're a pretty tight-knit unit. After, you know, every hero that we take care of, we sit down as a unit and we talk about it, just to make sure everyone's okay and everyone's doing all right. and we just keep a close watch over each other.
That's so important. Just asking questions, just poking at somebody until if you know something's wrong, and you work with someone long enough, you can see when there is something wrong, and you're able to help them in that. And because it affects everybody. It does, and it's good to know that you guys have that support system as well. So that's good. So what do you do for fun? What do you do to just bust out? And I mean, you know, you're in the middle of nowhere. You got a lot of sand. You could build sandcastles. Or yeah. What do? Or you can go to the gym like 99% of every other Marine I speak with goes to the gym.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I go at least once a day, if not twice a day. But we try to sit down and we'll hold kind of like little movie nights and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, play cards, just poke fun at each other. You know, whatever we can get our hands on out here, you get so bored, you know, we'll do it.
You need games. You guys need some games.
We do have some games. I guess this crew, we're not a big game crew. I don't know. My last deployment, we played a lot of Monopoly and things like that. But this is more of a cards and dominoes kind of crew, I guess.
Gotcha. Get a Scrabble board, guys. It'll totally may take your mind off of everything because all you can think about is trying to come up with a stinking word. So Scrabble. Have somebody send you a Scrabble board. So, you know, this is a really – I've never asked this question to anybody else before, but since I brought up the gym thing and the Marines and their affinity for staying in shape and working out, I'm sure you believe that the Marines are, by and large, in the best shape of any branch of the service, yes?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You wouldn't call your fellow Marines soft, so because that would be bad. They'd be mad at you. But, I'm kind of getting that impression as well. I mean, there's something about being in shape and showing, flexing and showing off some muscles out there. And I've seen some pictures, so I know you guys are in pretty good shape. Who's the softest? And come on, say it.
I don't know. It's hard to say because everyone's got their own internal drives. You know, I've seen every branch that could put, you know, a member of every branch that could put another member of a different branch to shame.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of difficult to really pinpoint which branch that would be.
That is such a diplomatic answer. I knew you weren't going to answer that question because you guys all work together. But it was a very diplomatic answer. It's cool. You know, that Camp Lillinac and that whole area is a bit of a city. It's like a town. And you do have access to a lot of things. I talked to a guy last week who I thought I had no idea that this existed. What he did was load up the, and maybe you've seen it around, the mobile convenience store and drive it into certain areas and then open up the back and like a convenience store, let people buy stuff out of the convenience store. He buys it at like the PX or whatever, and then he takes it out into remote areas and servicemen and women get to buy stuff off the truck. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. It was like a, you know, one of those taqueria trucks, only it was, you know, candy bars and Slim Jims and things like that.
It's really, really cool. We're actually going to send one of our Marines to help with that mission.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. There are some interesting things. He told me he sold mattresses off that truck. I had no idea. I really, really didn't.
Yeah.
When you get home, which is what about when? Do you know when you're coming home?
It'll be sometime in the fall, late fall.
Okay, late fall. So hopefully before Thanksgiving?
Hopefully.
All right. If not, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, yes?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, me too. I want to think so too. What's the first thing you're going to do when you get back here, barring anything else?
Probably kiss my new little girl that'll be here.
Oh, and when's the baby coming?
July 9th.
Oh, my gosh, this is coming up.
Yeah, it's getting real close.
Are you going to be able to come home for that, or are you going to Skype that whole birth?
Yeah, we're going to Skype it.
Yeah.
We got it all. So I'll at least be able to kind of have a presence there.
There you go. A bit on a big screen. That's very cool. Congratulations. It's your first kid.
Thank you. I have a 6-year-old stepson.
Okay.
And now I got a little girl on the way. So.
Oh, this is good news, Daddy. This is really good news. And, you know, with Father's Day coming up, you know, it's just nice to know that there's a baby and if something happens to men, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're a Marine or a cop or you work in, you know, as your country music superstar. I think something happens to a guy when he has a daughter, and it's unexplainable. I have to ask my husband. We have two. So it's a beautiful thing. You become very, very protective in a way that you didn't know. I mean, you can you just know how to circle the wagons. And I think you being a Marine in the way you are, you're probably familiar with that already. But most guys aren't. And they then realize they would do just about anything to protect that child, and especially if it's their little girl. So congratulations. Exciting. I love babies. I love the babies. Okay, so there are a lot of people who listen to my show, and they're on. They listen to me all over the world. They pull me up on the internet and listen across the country. From hundreds of radio stations, and they're all so incredibly supportive of our servicemen and women. Would you like to send a message out to those folks?
I'd just like to say thank you for the support, because I know everyone out here really helps a lot, and you know, some people even depend on that support. You know, it really helps us get through our days, and with the country behind us, you know, it just makes our job that much easier.
And would you like to send a message out to your family back home?
Yeah, just wanted to tell them I love them and I miss them and can't wait to see them. And Wendy, Austin, I love you guys. And, you know, I can't wait to have our new addition to the family.
Will you be able to get home sometime soon to see baby, or are you just going to have to wait till the fall?
Hopefully. I'm not completely sure on the details on that yet, but hopefully I'll be able to.
I hope so, because I want, you know, I would love for you to be able to send me a picture of baby in your arms. I like to see that. And it's an awesome thing. I cannot express enough, and I do this, I sort of gush every week when I get to talk to somebody who calls me from Afghanistan, but I cannot express enough how grateful I am that you are willing to make a phone call to talk to people and about your job or about your life. And how important to us you are. And if you don't hear that enough from your average civilian, I will say it several times. You are so vital to our rights and freedoms, and each and every one of you, and then all of you as a collective, are so important to us. And sometimes I think we take our safety and freedoms for granted, and then but I get the constant reminder every day, because I have a lot of listeners who are in the military, and I have a son who is in the Navy. I have constant reminders around me every day that if it weren't for men and women like you who have chosen to give up some of your rights so that the rest of us can be free, where would we be? So I thank you on behalf of everybody. I thank you for your sacrifices and knowing you've got a baby coming, and I just want you to be home, and I know you can't be home, but I thank you so very much.
Thank you, Leah. I really appreciate it, and I know everyone else does too.
Well, tell everybody I said hi, and I'm working my way through the first MLG, so eventually I'll hopefully talk to everybody. And you have a wonderful night. Get some sleep, and God bless you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Leah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.